When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pressure than whole, riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 11:47 on a Saturday night. Welcome back to Miami Nice. Nice encore is this episode because Katie Walsh, my legendary co-host, and I will be at the Special American Cinematheque Friends of the Fest. Miami Nice presents Miami Vice screening on the 24th of August, 2024, together, on stage, in person, together. It's finally announced. We've been keeping tight-lipped for a long time, Katie Walsh.
Very long time. And we've now, been sitting on our hands on this one.
Just dying. Like, we have good news. And when the internet exploded because a man decided to show his girlfriend Miami Vice at home in the privacy of his own home, and there was pop-up screenings and people going feral for this movie, which anyone listening knows how much we love, we were like, oh, for the love of God, can someone just announce that we will be at a damn church, an institution of Los Angeles,
yes,
exhibition, The Egyptian, together on screen. Katie, I'm pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited too. I'm
pretty excited. I'm more excited about being in your presence than even the film. I'm so happy.
But it's going to be great.
But knowing what Miami Vice brings out in people, especially our closest listeners in our community, where like we all like take the mickey and we all say the lines, and then by the end we're all telling each other that we love each other and we're crying. I'm so excited to see how that affects an in-person audience.
In a great theater. I have just been thinking about nonstop for months the theatrical opening of Miami Vice in the motherfucking Egyptian. I can't stop thinking about it and fantasizing about it. I might go to the, when they test the print, I might demand to be let in so I can watch it again.
We just go in like 2 days before and like, let us in and play the opening 17 times, please.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna like, you know, slip a $100 bill to Ben, the projectionist, and be like, just let me have this moment, dude. Also, they're playing a 35 millimeter print. Some of you may be asking yourself, this movie was shot on digital. It is famously a digital, you know, fantasy, but it is gorgeous on 35. Bilge Abiri, one of the foremost scholars of Michael Mann, has seen the 35 millimeter print.
And he texted
me.
He says
it looks good.
He texted me immediately afterwards. I remember. And then he tweeted about it. He's like, Blake, Miami Vice on 35. Who knew? He's like, but it's stunning. I'm like, of course. It's going to look great. There's just something about it, Katie. And as soon as they said 35, I know this is like maybe sacrosanct, but it's like as soon as they said 35, I was like, oh, then it has to be the theatrical. There's no.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course. Like, we want the theatrical, but I'm like, oh, well, there's just. Can you just imagine? It's just going to have a little bit of grit on it. It's just going to be a little. There's just going to be a little something. It's going to feel like a tactile object. I just can't wait. It's going to look gorgeous. And I've only ever heard about the renown of The Egyptian. So seeing it in one of the big theaters in town and this thing, it's going to be. It's going to be amazing.
I
just can't wait.
And the event is not yet sold out. I think we're going to sell this out.
Oh, yeah.
We better sell this out. So get your tickets now, please. I can't be out here trying to broker ticket deals last minute. You guys, just buy the damn tickets.
We do not have many comps.
No, we don't.
And let us tell you, if we have them, some of them are allocated. And we're actually keeping a couple on the bench for like some surprises we might have up our sleeves. And if we do, we need some of those in the can.
Anyone who flies 3,000 miles gets one.
Yeah.
maybe.
You're like, oh shit, what did I just say?
I know, right?
I don't know how many miles I'm flying, but there's a lot. So
right. You have to fly over 3,000 miles.
Yeah.
Also, Blake, I bought 2 tickets yesterday. I got scared. I bought 2 tickets.
That was the funny thing in the email exchange in the back end. We're like, we've got tickets. Just clarify that our tickets are outside of the comps. They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh God, okay, good. That's good. Otherwise, I would have just bought 2 as well. Like, I would have just gone like, okay, let's just double check.
Yesterday, my friend was texting me. She's like, it says it's sold out. I'm like, it's only been up for a couple hours. Like, there's no way it's sold out. And then it wasn't sold out for me. So I just like quickly bought the tickets. And then she's like, oh no, it's working now. I don't know what happened. And I'm like, phew. Okay. Well, I have these just as backups. I'm being a little hoarder about it all, but
yes.
Anyway,
I just remember you in our last screening, which is last year, the first Friends of the First Festival, you were brokering tickets. Like you were the ticket broker. I remember like you were even texting me back and forth before. You're like, I'm fucking here handing out tickets and people are meeting me and trying to meet me in the lines. And
I know I was like on Twitter being like, please, if anybody has an extra ticket, I was doing deals. I was doing backroom deals.
We did sell out in the first like 24 hours that time.
And it was a smaller theater. The Egyptian is bigger, but it deserves to be seen in a temple of movie going.
Oh my God.
So it's going to be really, really special.
It's going to be special.
And we're very excited to see everyone. And I'm very excited to like hear the cheer that goes up when that opening hits. And I will try to keep my running commentary to a minimum.
I know that I'm going to be sitting next to you. And I don't want it to stop. I'm like, I actually want this face to face. I want this together.
Yes.
Miami Vice, as we're talking, has just passed its 18th birthday. Happy birthday to Miami Vice 2006.
Happy birthday to Miami Vice 2006. It is legal to buy cigarettes and porn and vote and join the army in the United States. And
in Australia, it can get absolutely sozzled. It can get sideways on as many mojitos as it wants, and that's what I'm the most happy about. So for its 18th birthday, you can be assured that I'll definitely have a mojito
in its honor. Have a mojito. And you know what, in my homeland of St. Croix, it can also legally drink. So our homelands, you know, understand
island folk like us, you know. Yes. We just get it.
We get it. Yeah. And so, I'm looking forward to getting sozzled as well.
Oh, yes. We did have some of our friends go, Blake's not allowed to have too many mojitos before he goes on stage. And I'm like, I'm a 2 mojito minimum to be this professional.
You're like, just to show up, I'm having 2 mojitos. Yeah.
And I just, I'm also Australian. Guys, if you think an Australian goes onto a stage in a foreign country without in a house of cinematic worship and is not going to have a couple mojitos in my bloodstream, you are absolutely insane.
Insane. Yeah,
it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to be a celebration. Celebration
yes,
of all things.
It is.
Miami Vice and Miami Nice particularly, I'm very excited. And speaking of running commentaries, I just want to tease, there's another very special anniversary coming up that has actually instigated a brand new 4K steelbook from Paramount. Collateral 20th anniversary is coming out. New steelbook. I don't think it from what I understand so far in my research, it hasn't like added a lot of new material for the 20th anniversary. I think they're just doing one of these Paramount like special edition 4Ks that has like a really nice package and stuff. So I think most of the stuff you've seen before is going to be there. So if you're like a real like, I don't have the cash, you might not want to get it for the 20th anniversary, but there is something that you will not be able to get on the disc that will be available on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One Heat Minute Productions. Katie and I are doing a special Collateral Confessions commentary track for the 20th anniversary. So we will have that ready to go. You can sync, we'll sync it up so that you can press play. So no matter what version of Collateral you have, you can hear us nattering on for the entire duration of Collateral. Mm-hmm. We'll be very.
Dreamed of listening, sitting next to me in a movie theater, having me talk nonstop, then this is for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny that two of my favorite women in the world, Katie Walsh and Maria Lewis, my favorite thing is to sit next to them in a theater, especially with something. But the idea of sitting next to Katie in a theater, a movie we've seen before and hearing natter on, like it's Maria and I, my wife just goes to bed when Maria's over at my house. We're watching an old movie because we just talk through the whole movie together, just talk shit, say the lines. I can't wait. So hopefully we don't disturb people. And I would just say this, also what happens in Miami Vice when you watch it with a group of people, which we've done so many times virtually together, it is always like a lot of natter, a lot of fun, a lot of clapping, a lot of like quoting the lines at the beginning of the movie. And then people just, this movie gets into your heart in such a way, gives you a real beautiful ache that by the end of it, everyone's just like telling the people that are next, I love you. You know, I love you. I love this. I love this movie. So we're very excited about sharing that together and with a whole bunch of people. And so it's going to be a real celebration. I really can't wait. And thank you so much to the American Cinematheque for having us once again. But yeah, it's pretty special. And there's a whole bunch of Michael Mann stuff happening. Michael Mann archives are happening, great interviews on Letterboxd, a really extensive, you know, all of his influences and how he works. Been such a burgeoning time for Michael Mann.
Yeah, it's been such a celebratory time for him. With Miami Vice like truly exploding into the mainstream in a way that we like haven't even really reckoned with. Collateral anniversary, he's been doing so many great interviews, so many great appearances and things, and we're just lucky to be taking it all in.
It's a good time. And Katie, yeah, we haven't been canceled by any of the curators of any of the great international museums yet. Is that a slide against us? Like, what are we doing?
What are we doing wrong?
We're just,
you know what's so funny? There are certain people on Twitter, our dear, dear, beautiful friend Brandon is one of them. But there are other people out there who will just tweet the most benign.
Like
pleasant.
And sweet. Yeah, it was a sweet tweet. It was like, I can't wait to show the person I'm with my favorite film. Like, right. I've definitely seen countless people do that. There's nothing
right
crazy about that.
No, and like, he loves movies. He has genuine, just like the purest love for movies.
There's only one person who loves movies more, and that's Ben David Grabinski. Ben David Grabinski loves movies more than any other human being I've ever met.
He's just like, movies, now movies more than ever. We love it. We love the enthusiasm. Never stop. Bendo. Never change Ben
never
Davis.
Never stop Ben Davis.
But Brandon, somehow, people will become so upset at this benign, sweet, pleasant, who cares, like, you have fun with your girlfriend tweet, that, like, weeks of discourse will occur online. I was in Scotland at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening?
You texted
me. I'm like
me.
8 hours like, ahead. I have no idea what's going on right
you
now.
You just said, I remember there were two texts that came in. One was, what is happening? And the next one, like 16 hours later was, we must protect Brandon at all costs. That's like, oh,
I was
Katie's,
like trying to
Katie's
keep
learning
up with
what's,
it.
Katie's learning what's happening. I had no idea what was going on. We were getting tagged and stuff. I was like,
I know.
What?
I was like getting tagged. Like, I had no phone service. So I was only ever like, could check stuff when I was on Wi-Fi, which is like just the perfect way to live, by the way. Like, I want to exist. Oh, I need God. To just get rid of phone service. At
my
this
summer,
point.
My summer holiday in Australia, Katie, and absolutely reciprocating any trip that you can make your way down to Australia, you can stay with us and we'll do lots of things and have lots of fun. But I'm like, in summer, we go to a little place south of Sydney and it's like a little beachside town called Jaroa. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And where we stay, there's no phone signal.
Oh my God, it's a dream.
So I take my phone. Like, you can get it around if you need to like do things, you know, obviously people use it to do their banking and, or like have to send an urgent email. But I just get my phone and I put it down. And it just sits there. And then I live, I read and I watch films without having to talk about them online. And I surf and I play mm-hmm. cards with my family and friends and it's and yeah. drink and, you know, go and have adventures with the kids. It's like that. When you come back to like the world after that, after your great trip on the Isle of Skye, it's like when you come back to the world and you've done that, you're like, oh, I'm healthy again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go back to poisoning myself every day.
I know. Well, I'm going away for the weekend tomorrow morning to visit my family where they also have no phone service.
Oh, great.
And they only have Wi-Fi at the house. And it's going to be amazing. I'm going to probably, like, I don't know, listen to an audiobook, you know.
Love
just
it.
Be on the beach, sleep some good sleep. And
10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. But
can I reveal here a surprise?
What? I don't know what the surprise is.
You don't know what the surprise is. And it will have to be, and it's a surprise that I've done especially for Katie Walsh. As we go to this, as I come over to Los Angeles, we're talking on Miami Nice. We're about to start Min Hunter, another Michael Mann project, of which Katie will pop up on throughout the series. I have especially gone out and found swimming trunks that are basically the exact shorts that Will Graham wears so that I can have Will Graham shorts
Blake.
For my LA trip. So
oh
I have those
God.
I have those shorts and it's a gift for you, Katie, because I know how much shorts mean to you. So I went out and got like these like pink shorts so that they match Will Graham shorts. Because I'm like, if we're going to the beach together when I get there, I'm bombing the Will Graham shorts just for you.
Oh, that is amazing. I need you to start tanning your legs now. I need them to be a golden brown.
In Australia we have like tanning, like it's an old school like 80s mom tanning oil, and I'm starting. It's
good.
Freezing. It's like 10 degrees Celsius.
It's winter.
It's so cold. But I will just any sun, like people are gonna think I'm a lunatic. I'm just gonna run out into the sun any gap and just try and get these pins gleaming.
Get those pins golden brown and toasted and roasted.
So we'll leave it there. Leave that swimming in your imagination. We just know the thirst traps are coming. And we will see
yes,
you at
extensive
the Egyptian.
Photo shoots.
We'll yes. see you at the Egyptian on the 24th together. I can't wait. It's going to be crazy. And if you are a listener of the show and you're in LA and you're around, we will be not only at the screening, but we will be hanging out around screenings that are happening in the fest. And if you're a podcaster and you love what we do, or you've listened, reach out. We'd love to connect. And yeah, just hit us up on socials and we'll try and let you know what's happening around those times, because there'll be lots of fun. And I think it's a big family and community feeling whenever a Michael Mann screening goes down. So I'm really looking forward to it and I can't wait. So yeah, I can't wait to see you. We'll talk more. We'll have more Miami Nice coming up, more Collateral Confessions coming up between now and the 24th of August. But then we'll have, we'll release a little live app so you can hear our introduction to the Egyptian. That's going to be pretty crazy.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Well, I can't wait for you to be here and I can't wait for the screening. And it's going to be just a terrific blast. So
terrific blast.
It'll be great.
And now I know. Can't wait for the shorts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.